From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Two car bombs in the Somali capital on Sunday killed six people and injured at least 5 hours. One of the bombs exploded at a key checkpoint in Mogadishu, killing four people and injuring at least 4 hours. Four others. Witnesses said the car, driven by a suicide bomber, rammed into the checkpoint at high speed after a soldier flagged it to stop. The soldier was killed immediately. Earlier Sunday, another car bomb exploded close to a security checkpoint outside Mogadishu, killing the bomber and injuring a police officer. Police said the car exploded during a chase. A special mass was held Sunday in the southwestern town of Trebis, France, to honor the four people who were killed and three who were wounded in a terror attack on Friday. Among the dead, an officer who swapped himself for a hostage. Pro-separatist marchers clashed with riot police in Barcelona, Spain on Sunday. It was a demonstration against the arrest of Catalonia's former president, Carles Puigdemont. Police swung batons to stop protesters from marching on the Spanish government offices. The marchers threw garbage and other objects at the officers. At least 50 people were hurt. Thousands filled the streets of the Catalan capital in support of the ousted president and separatist leader, who was picked up on an international arrest warrant in Germany on Sunday. He had just crossed the border from Denmark. Puigdemont is expected to appear in court on Monday while German prosecutors consider an extradition request from Spain. This is VOA News. Cameroon's military has arrested several Boko Haram fighters and their female accomplices who were attempting to supply food and weapons through Cameroon to the fighters in Nigeria. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Kolofata in northern Cameroon.
Tombai Ibahi, the most senior Cameroon government official in Kolofata, says the suspects have been helping the military in their investigations. He says they have embarked on a tour to educate the population not to collaborate and not to do business with the criminals who pretend to be farmers and business persons but end up terrorizing villagers. Soldiers from Cameroon, Nigeria, Chad, and Niger, as part of the multinational joint task force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission, rolled back Boko Haram gains and announced the terrorist group was living its last moments last year, but the insurgency switched to terror attacks and remains a threat. The conflict that began in northeast Nigeria began 8 years ago and has left at least 25,000 people dead and forced more than 2.6 million others to flee their homes, according to the United Nations. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Kolofata, Northern Cameroon.
The schoolgirls kidnapped by the Boko Haram jihadist group in northeastern Nigeria were reunited with their families on Sunday. They had spent nearly 5 weeks in captivity. The 105 girls arrived aboard five buses in the town of Dapchi, where they were greeted by their parents at their boarding school. After their release last Wednesday, they had spent 3 days in the capital, where they were greeted by President Muhammadu Buhari. And Facebook co-founder and Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg apologized Sunday in full-page advertisements in 9 major British and American newspapers for the massive breach of trust at the social media giant that revealed personal information of millions of Facebook users. Zuckerberg said in the ads, "This was a breach of trust, and I'm sorry we didn't do more at the time. We're now taking steps to make sure this doesn't happen again. We have a responsibility to protect your information," Zuckerberg wrote. "If we can't, we don't deserve it." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.